Hello, hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back to the Urban Hermit Podcast. Cameron Jones here, as always, along with my co-host.
Jordan Jones.
Mark Nussel.
Nice switcheroo, boys. First topic of the day, I was driving in the car listening to an old radio station, and My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion came on.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, a couple thoughts came into mind. Number one.
Sure.
Crazy how popular that song was for kind of a slow jam love song, really. Like, it has some rises, but like, that song was insanely popular. And I get that it was because of Titanic, but you guys remember how big that song was?
That song was big.
The whole experience was big. And this would actually be a great time for me to call out one of our sisters, Amanda. I saw a preview for Titanic, and I'm like, I think that's going to be a big movie. And she's like, nobody is going to see that movie. Quote me on it. Anyway, yeah, it was a whole experience. Though,
that song, like even the music video, is the Titanic sort of, there's clips. Like, so that's for Titanic, right?
Oh, 100% it was for Titanic. I would wake up every single morning and come home to school from TR and just see TRL and that song. Ooh,
TRL was so sick.
It very well may have been TRL, but that's got VH1 written all over it. Like, if you tell me it played on VH1, nonstop.
Yeah, now. But like back in the day, Jordan, and when Titanic was coming out, people were so excited. That song was everywhere and it's still around, still doing good.
It's one of the two movies really that I can remember. Our small town that we grew up in had a line outside the theater. That and Passion of the Christ. That doesn't have a killer soundtrack though.
Not that I know of. Go back and listen to several of our previous episodes for full details on Castle Theater stories.
But, did we do Passion of the Christ yet?
Is that one of the more popular songs for a movie, you think?
In our lifetime, for sure.
I mean, think like, so I'm trying to think of another one.
Highway.
Rascal Flatts for Cars, which I didn't think that was for Cars. I thought that was just Rascal Flatts, but that's for Cars, too.
That is for Cars, you're telling me?
Yes, I'm telling you that's for Cars. I think it is.
On a side note.
Wait, time out. You know it is or you think it is?
I think it is. 80%, me is...
On a side note, back in the LimeWire days, about one out of every four songs that I downloaded from Tom Petty ended up being Life is a Highway. Just FYI. I don't know what it was.
Why?
I don't know. Just because people are trolls and they're like, get it out there. The people got to hear it.
What was your guys' like illegal download?
I was a Bear Share. I was a Bear Share guy.
LimeWire myself. Oh, but I
was a Napster. So we got a Bear Share, we got a LimeWire, we got a Napster.
I mean,
if you're too young to know what we're talking about, you're on the wrong podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Spotify. I like,
And once upon a time, kids, you didn't pay for it.
Yeah,
you just took it.
We crawled so you could run. You know what I mean? And before
we made you pay.
I do have an answer, though. I think that all time movie soundtracks, I think one of the biggest one is Saturday Night Fever, because it supersedes anybody that saw the movie. It's the Bee Gees.
That's true.
Stay in love. You know, I think that's a bigger soundtrack than
Grease is the word.
Yeah, I think that's a big movie soundtrack, but just flat out hits. I mean, Titanic was a whole thing that we won't ever recreate.
Was Meatloaf I Would Do Anything for Love for a movie, or just was it a cinematic experience of a music video itself? Well, that is true, but
yes.
Okay.
Sometimes it felt like there were vampires in it.
Out of the food groups, what would you want your name to be? I mean, Meatloaf, like that's, what would you want your, like, you know, banana bread? Like Cameron's a rigatoni. Okay.
Rigatoni bake or something. Okay. Cacciatore.
If I'm going the Meatloaf route, I'd rather be something like beef jerky, you know, something a little slimmer, something a little tougher.
Tougher. That's tougher.
All over it.
It's really hard to say.
Cameron's matzo ball soup.
Being of Jewish heritage, I just don't enjoy our Jewish food that much, so I probably don't take anything from that.
Gefilte fish.
Cameron? No one likes gefilte fish, except for my dad, who is a Gentile.
Ooh, Mark, you got some type of Danish written all over it, right?
Yeah, herring. I guess what my
no, I was talking about the breakfast Danish. Oh. Like, since you are Danish, like going that route. But yeah, the just like herring.
The fish route you took it. The
herring. Yeah.
Just herring. Pickled herring. Already,
pickled herring.
I already have my answer. I guess it was more of a sandwich, but the hammy cam Sammy.
Hammy cam Sammy.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's what I got. Back to the TRL thing, though, I was also thinking about this, listening to My Heart Will Go On. It was so much easier to know what was popular when you just had a couple, well, a few hundred stations at that time, but just telling me before and after school what's popular. My Heart Will Go On, probably something from 98 Degrees, and I don't know what else was out at that time.
I also think you had not as much, I mean, there still may have been a lot of misinformation out there. It was just more condensed, so everybody agreed on the misinformation. Whereas now, everybody's out there, you know what I mean? Like,
Just even like music genres and stuff, like there's just so much content being pumped out now just because everyone has so much more access. So like it's hard to find good gems, or it's at least hard to find big artists.
Like, boy band that did not get as much clout as they should have is 98 Degrees.
I think they got about what they deserved. They? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
yeah. That's Nick Lachey's
Nick
guy.
And Drew Lachey. But Drew hear Lachey. Me out, Mark.
And the other
you know
two.
Of 98
there's,
Degrees.
There's we
know,
two out of three.
We know two out of three names. Name me three songs.
Couldn't.
Exactly. That's the why. I think we remember them exactly how much, if not more, than they deserve. Is maybe what I would
say.
They
have a self-entitled 98 Degrees or Fire It Up or something. What is their main song? I'm going to look it up.
I can't remember.
Off the top, I'm sure we'll know it when we hear it, but I can't think of it.
They start the album with like a warning, like, and don't worry, it's going to be 98 degrees outside tonight. Warning.
Okay,
warning.
Like, type out. Is this factual or is this a
no?
Mark
this
fact,
is actually this is factual.
This is memory. Okay, cool.
That's how the album starts.
I assume one memorable one.
Did you guys ever want to be in like a boy band?
They have
band?
The hardest thing because of you, and I do. And I actually think all three of those might be the same song.
Yeah, might be the same melody, actually. I think you're right.
I do know this much about them. They all have 98 Degrees tattooed on them. So cool. not much different from the High Wire.
Not too much different. Not too much.
Yeah.
Oh no!
You know, regardless, unless we like break up in a crazy fight, like, you know, we put in the years that the tattoo's justified. You know,
yeah.
Well, and you can also like HW. Like, I love Hogwarts. I love Homework.
That's true.
I love
I love aspects of Hogwarts for sure, but I think there's some overlying problems within the school system. Don't you?
Oh, I mean, just in the book series, it's a lot of prejudice and separatism. Yeah, it's the whole community.
In our corner of talking about Harry Potter, I do have a question. Mm-hmm. When do I have to cut myself off from the enjoyment of it to shield my kids from having any spoilers? Because eventually I assume like I'll want them to read it or I'll read it with them. Like, when do I have to, when do they have enough memory or cognizance to be like, oh, Dad, you're spoiling it. I already know such and such happened.
Your boy's going to be on Reddit before you've ever... It's already spoiled for him.
Yeah,
almost.
I think it might be...
Oh, cool. So just let Jim Dale rip anytime I'm feeling nostalgic?
Yep.
Yeah, well, but I will say at some point you do have to maybe set an age when you decide to sit down and read the books, you know what I mean? And, like, go through the whole thing. But I'll say don't limit yourself in your enjoyment. He's too young.
Are we reading books nowadays, boys? Or are we
to ourselves
or to our listening?
Most of the time, listen, I do pick up a lot of books and not get too far enough.
Pick them up.
Here's the real question. You go on a vacation.
Sure.
You go to the airport.
Yep.
Are you packing a book? And
you pack two of them.
Yeah.
And you read.
Hard covers, just to let you know.
Hard covers. Yep.
The only time I've ever actually read a book that I've packed was International Flight, just because I had so much time. But even then, like, it was like I went through all the movie options on like two flights before I was like, oh, I'll crack this open, see what's going on.
It's either that or you're watching the Angry Birds movie.
Oh, that's what it sounds like. Sounds like you're watching Angry Birds four times. You're like, I'll get to the book when I get to the book.
Nah, at the time it was salmon fishing in the... I can't remember. Yeah.
I actually remember
that Ewan McGregor movie.
For some reason... It was really topical to read the Harry Potter books I was reading the second one over Christmas, and it was awesome.
Scary book.
This Christmas or when you were younger?
When I was younger, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean...
Like 2000, whatever, would have been 2004. Yeah, like...
Harry Potter 2 is the only time I've genuinely scared myself while reading a book. Spooky. I was home alone, and I got to the Chamber of Secrets. I'm like, I'm gonna put this down for right now. I'm gonna wait till someone gets home.
Plus, you had to read Whisper Parcel Tongue in your head. You know, that's that's pretty creepy. But I will say this though, we probably all read that at a I wasn't too young. I was like 15, I think.
Middle school. I mean, middle school.
That's high school,
baby.
I guess
elementary for me.
Did you like Radcliffe? Did you like Radcliffe as Potter?
Yeah. Yeah, I liked
it. I did too.
I'm 100% fine with the series we grew up with. Movie 5 sucks, but so does the book.
Yeah. Some of the parts is better than any like grievances I have. I'm good with it.
I think that's right.
Will I be watching the new Harry Potter series? Yeah, of course. I'll dip in and we'll see.
If it's good, I'll be all for it. But if it sucks, it won't. The only thing is I wish that... I'm not going to refresh on the book, so I won't have as strong feelings as I did as when I was a kid.
That's 100% the same. It's been so long since I've gone through the whole thing where I used to have an absurd knowledge for the books and the movies, but since then I've done more things in my life.
Yeah, I feel like, Cameron, I could ask you like a trivia question and you would just be able to like rattle it off like just like it was nothing.
Yeah, I used to have a lot in there. Most of it's gone now, but maybe I'll go through a read through before the series actually kicks off, or at least like, you know, book at a time with it just to
Let me look something up. Can I give you like a general Harry Potter trivia question?
Yeah, throw me some quiz questions while you're at it.
Okay.
I'll throw you out an over under right now. Do you think that TV series makes it all the way through all 8 books? Ain't no way in today's streaming. They're going to cancel that midway through.
Yeah, I would be surprised, but it's also such a big thing that they're probably going to have the followership even if it's bad, you know what I mean?
If there is one thing you can think of from the movies that you're excited for them to fix. All right. But can I play as well, or is this just for Cameron?
No, Jordan, you can't play. Just kidding. Okay. You can play.
I'll be upstairs. Just text me when you're
done.
This
is number one, which I feel like is...
Okay.
This is tough for me. How did Lily and Snape meet for the first time?
They were neighbors. Like childhood
friends. 100%. Yeah, they were neighbors. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, give me something challenging, Mark. Jesus, like a name,
God
like a
damn it,
like an alliteration spell. Name of a side character. I don't remember at all.
Okay, how about this?
Who's a footnote?
What is the primary ingredient in the polyjuice potion?
Ooh,
essence of something.
Essence of
wormtail.
No, don't think too hard about it.
It's a piece of hair.
Oh, yeah, just Jordan, like a piece of
hair from the person.
Yeah, it's the hair of the person you want to turn into.
I was thinking magical.
Hey, here's a question.
Okay.
If you do have to get hair, what if the person's bald or even on top of that has alopecia? You just can't be them? That's the loophole. Alopecia.
We don't exactly know if it's hair. I think it's just like get a piece of that person in the pot, you know, but hair's pretty easy.
So, spoiler, like, are pubes? You're like, I can't get a head hair?
Yeah, pubes.
They don't got anything. I gotta go get pubes.
Yeah. That was going to be the low joke I went for. I think pubes is the next head hair.
The avenue you go. Yep.
Oh, I thought that was the top shelf joke. I was there for that. That was the low hanging.
Arm hair, leg hair, so many different hairs, Mark. Eyelash, that before I've been like going straight for a ball hair.
Well, Jordan,
I might go pubes over eyelash. Eyelash seems like a weird thing to try.
Yeah,
to
eyelash. Yeah. Oh,
really? That seems way actually too sensual or too
Jordan,
intimate.
I will get to your pubes before I get to your eyelash.
Yeah.
No, I think so.
Two comments. Number one, you just go, "Oh, there's an eyelash on your cheek," and then you pull one out when you're going in for it. Number two,
butterfly kiss, whatever that is.
Yeah. Do your eyebrows serve a purpose?
I'm sure they do, but aesthetically,
filter stuff out, or is that just your eyelashes?
I've been trimming mine.
Oh, good. You need to. Not like
your eyelashes. You're trimming your eyelashes.
Okay.
Oh, no, I have like a once a month where my wife has to trim my eyebrows so I don't turn into Peter Gallagher.
I don't ask the barber or stylist to do it, but when they do, I'm like, thank God. Thank you. Like, I'll never ask them to do it. I don't know why.
Well, you'll go in for a cut, and they'll be like, do you want to see what's going on here? The nose, like... It's like, yeah,
I want whatever you're throwing in for free. You know, whatever's included, give me that too.
Have you ever seen this?
Cameron, are you like, are you charging for me this? Are you charging?
Yeah, 100%. I'm like, well, is it free? Are you? Do you charge for the shampoo?
Are you conditioning?
Otherwise,
no, every day. I don't want them to wash my hair unless I have to. But like, just give it a spritz. I'll try to come in.
I love when they wash the hair.
Oh, 100%. Going to a nice salon and having someone wash my hair before they
Well, Jordan goes to Sports Clips.
You seem like an old school barber that has
I wanted to make a joke, but I didn't know how to. But I won't go to Sports Clips because I have.
I thought you were going to say because I will not defame Sports.
Jordan Clips. Goes to the hair cuttery.
I have been to all those.
We were Costco kids when we grew up.
We were in Chicago. I went to this like Russian haircut place once, or they seemed Russian to me. $5 haircut. I'm like can't change it, can't turn that down. When I was younger, and it looked like a $5 haircut. Actually, it was like a $3 haircut. The problem is I got one of those haircuts before my first passport pictures, and it wasn't a good choice. You know,
what's tough about that is like they're looking at your ID. They're like, that's not you. You know?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was at the time. It definitely passed. I was trying to save money on haircuts, and I shouldn't. You know, just don't.
I talked about in one of the previous episodes, like the worst ID photo I just took, but similar thing where like I almost had shoulder length hair like right when I took that. And then like 2 days later I cut it. So I do look drastically different from my photo, even though it was like days apart.
In my most recent passport, I renewed it during COVID. So I was in the process of growing my hair out and I wanted to see where it went. And I'm like, I'm not going to cut my hair for my passport photo. But what I did was I little ponytailed it in the back and put a lot of hairspray in the front to make it look like I had short hair. And you could never tell in the passport
picture. I've seen the picture. He actually did a really good job. It just looks like he has short hair.
Wait, yeah, it turns out he's really spent a lot of time.
But really, it's like he's like an international drug smuggler and like should be on their radar with what he did. You know?
Yeah, oh, yeah. If you saw the plane in. No, I actually think I did pretty good because it was the longest I'd ever had my hair
from the front. I'm saying side profile of the people taking your picture. They're like, this guy does something shifty.
Well, it wasn't anybody official. It was like somebody at CVS, you know, like they didn't care.
They don't care what you're bringing.
They're not processing the passport. You know what I will pay for? I wish I could. Anybody that can trim my beard well, I'm willing to pay for that more than a haircut. Because a haircut, I can pretty much, my hair is going to grow back, but a good beard trim makes me look so much better.
Yeah, it is hard to get. I mean, even when I use my like guides and stuff, there's always just strays that don't get cut or like you want really the worst is though when you accidentally realize it was set to one instead of two or something and just can't go back.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean for myself. I mean the barber. I want the barber to trim my facial hair.
No, that's what I'm saying, because doing it yourself is impossible, kind of, to do.
Yeah, I just buzz my, I just give myself a buzz cut, and it looks bad.
Okay.
It's like the weak chin I was trying to cover up, I just exposed, but now it's hairy, too.
On to grooming, too. Like, it sounded like just the clippers. My wife the other day took a pair of scissors and just took a long time to just meticulously hedge clipper me like a shrub, and that turned out pretty good.
The hedge.
I mean, it's been a while now, so like...
Facial hair or head hair?
Facial hair.
Yeah, if somebody's willing to bonsai tree you, let them do it, you know? If they have the patience. I will.
Does your wife do that? Do you get primped a lot and like do you get tweezed and poked and prodded?
Nope. If we are on vacation, like with other people, I'll have her trim my back hair that I can't reach. Other than that, I'm on my own.
Mark, your girlfriend, does she do a lot of plucking and primming? And
I'd love to ask her to do it. It just seems out of the question. No,
out of the question. No, you know what? Does she enjoy that kind of stuff, I guess, is also a thing. Because if you're just offering up, like, essentially another display, so, you know.
She's not, like, a pimple popper type of person. No. So, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So, it would just be another task for her.
Yeah.
I think my wife just really enjoys cleaning up my face.
She wants you to clean up, it seems.
That might be it. That could be it.
That might be
it. Hey, let me help you out here. Megan does want to pimp. Like, I don't get
a pimp.
Pimple pop. She wants to pop pimples. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
oh, I hate that. Do you guys like that? Do you guys like that? Like the pimp, Dr. Pimple Popper type shit?
No, it's gross.
I hate it. It's gross. So much.
It's gross, but right?
Does your girlfriend like it? My wife likes it.
I've never loved it.
I don't think Megan likes to watch it. I think she's just like, you have something on your face and I'm going to take care of it. I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out.
Mm. Well, what happens, it creates like a sore.
What are you doing? It gets infected. It gets
infected. A sore. It
creates, what's the word? A staph infection. I got a staph infection.
Sure.
Oh, Mark, you need to start washing your hands, Mark.
that might be it.
The only thing I've learned that is really going to make me... Oh, no, it's actually two things. One, having a newborn. Got to wash your hands like mad. And then two is a global pandemic. Going to sing happy birthday a couple times and really scrub them down.
Jordan, you've worked in several restaurants. You should be washing your hands.
Yeah. I mean, I wash my hands, but not like I was about to die if I didn't.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm polite and courteous, and I see the signs in the bathroom, but, you know, I'm not scrubbing it down like if I touch my eyelids, I'm about to die. Like, I'm definitely not giving it, I'm going into the OR type scrub.
Okay.
Ooh, I got a little news story for you, current events. I'm sure, did you guys hear that the Chicago rat hole is officially gone?
What
do you mean?
The city of Chicago determined the sidewalk was damaged and took out that chunk, put in a fresh just thing of sidewalk. It is gone.
I'll pipe up here. They should have made that like a city land. Yeah, like a historic landscape.
That was the alderman just like, oh, we got to get rid of this. This is too bad.
If you don't know what we're talking about, I think it did come up in a previous episode, but in the city of Chicago... There was an imprint in a sidewalk that was in the shape of a rat, and it garnered a lot of attention. Tourists, people were leaving effigies there, tokens, wishes, a bunch of effigies. Different things. It went away at one point. The city filled it in, just filled it with cement, and then people came and chiseled it back out. So now the city of Chicago has responded by just taking out that chunk of sidewalk. It's gone. It's completely gone.
For all the patchwork they do in non-repairs, just let that one ride.
Like a pothole.
Yeah. Yeah. They will put down metal grates. I know this much. If you know who your city alderman is, it means because you're bribing them, because I think they're all pretty. I think they get in trouble all the time.
Do you know your city alderman? I don't.
No, because you're not bribing anybody. But if you run a restaurant or something, you got to grease the wheels. It seems like they're all... Watch the local news. They're always getting in trouble for shit. Always. Like, always. Taking just, like, and FIFA for, amount of money.
It's for what? Rat holes, probably. Yeah.
Jordan, you bring up a good point. Should we become an alderman? I don't think it takes much
work. No, we'd go down quick. Nope.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
My whole campaign be like, I'm here for the bribes.
Yeah. And I think a lot of them do that. And then we see those guys on the news.
True. I'm here to work for you and your money.
Nope. Everybody's there for the bribes. But if that's your whole thing, I think you get pinched eventually.
Pinched. Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, seems like a corrupt city.
I have two other news stories I'm not going to read, but just it's you know, my thing. We have... Zebras get loose near highway exit and gallop into a Washington community before most are corralled, not all of them. Not going to touch that story. And then horses get loose in London. But that was actually a pretty big news story. Did you guys see that?
Nope.
A zebra, that's Africa, right?
Yes. Nope, this was in Washington State.
Oh. Mark,
got loose from a zoo or something.
Every urban hermit we've had, there's been a news story of a animal getting loose from somewhere.
Yeah,
I
think that's right. Yeah, I think that's
every
right.
There's week, only every two ways, week. Though, that animals get loose. It's one, from confinement at a zoo, or two, and this is a big factor, somebody's got a zebra in their house. Somebody's got an alligator in their house. Somebody's got an XYZ in their house. And that's how shit gets loose.
It's the two things. It's always small zoos, though. It's never like the San Diego Zoo can't find its giraffe. It's like Buck, who owns that cage thing at the end of the street. It got out. The gators are out.
Here's a rule of thumb. If you see a residential property and it's on the zoo, they're not above level. They're doing bad stuff with animals. Like, if there's cages outside someone's houses and they're calling it a zoo, I don't know if they're breaking the law. The laws seem pretty loose, but... they're not treating those animals well, and they shouldn't have whatever you're about to pet. Take your picture, probably though. Not, get your picture. Pay your $5. Get your picture.
Yeah. See that tiger. Walk that cougar. Whatever they're letting you do that you shouldn't be.
I'm still going to see the beluga whale, though, at like the free I'm still going to see the beluga whale.
Time out. A beluga whale in someone's backyard, that is worth a trip to see what this person has MacGyvered to make this thing live. I'll agree with that, but like,
I bet it's not as cool. Yeah, it was a beluga whale in somebody's backyard.
Should we be the first, like, backyard aquarium?
Do you guys like
aquarium?
Beluga whales?
Yeah. Like, personally, yeah, they seem fun.
I do.
Cool.
I do.
The squishy head, they seem friendly and fun. We've all seen that
in my algorithm. Well, like, 2 weeks ago in my, like, stories algorithm, I was watching a lot of whale videos. Just, like, I couldn't stop watching them. They kept popping up. Nobody wants to see a humpback.
You have, like, a whale algorithm?
No, like, just, like, some touring company is like, hey, we go look at whales, and I watched it, and then, like, more whale videos of people in the nature, and I'm like, this is mesmerizing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch a bunch of shit of whales.
Okay.
About whales.
Jordan,
nothing sexual,
too,
if that's where you're going.
Nothing sexual, nothing sexual.
Just, I would say purely majestic.
Yeah.
Even, like, well, they didn't even show me their dangerous side. They're like, hey, you can pet them, and they love you, and you love them.
I think, like, cool. I think
Oh yeah, they did show me some killer whales. They're mean. They're meanies.
Well, it seems like they're getting back for the rest of the whale
they're
community.
Fed up.
Yeah.
What's that?
It seems like whales are just striking back. But again, I think technically killer whales classify under dolphin. In fact, it was in our family group chat today for some reason or whatever. Yeah, but it's chat. Not like it's
wait, well, you said if you're playing along at home.
Yeah, I think technically they're like a form of big dolphin.
That might be right.
Which would maybe explain why they're also so crazy and love killing and boning like dolphins do.
And probably are wording.
Dolphins love boning. Can I go to Mark's mystery trivia corner?
Oh, are you back to Harry Potter? Because I would like to answer some questions.
No, it's a little different than that. I just love to ask you some...
But if you do have more, I still would like to prove my word.
Let's workshop this. Mark's mystery...
Mystery corner.
Yeah, I don't love it, but let's workshop that.
After I know what the hell you're talking about, I can throw some better ideas at you. So, give me a post-game.
Are you just about to ask us trivia?
Yeah, I am.
So Marvelous Mark's question corner.
This is Cameron versus Jordan right now.
Okay.
I'd love to
ask... I'm bad at trivia. Jordan's much better.
Okay, guys. Mark's magical mystery tour.
Sounds like a psychedelic time.
What is the Rotten Tomatoes percentage for Jack and Jill?
7.
I'm going to give it 3.
The answer is 38. So
is that user and critic?
Wins there.
No, I said 7. He said 3.
Wins there.
Jordan wins.
Okay.
It should be 7. That movie sucks.
Never saw it.
What are the calories in a banana?
100.
60.
The answer is 105. Jordan wins.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. I'm lowballing a lot here. Go back to Harry Potter. Make me a winner.
Okay. How about how many weeks in a year?
56. 52. Damn it.
No, 56. Hold on. Jordan, settle on one.
56.
52.
Damn, I think it's 52.
Cameron is dead on. It's 52.
He only got that because he heard me.
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't know. I don't like numbers.
Okay, how about how many Chipotle restaurants are there in Illinois?
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, 100, no, 50. No.
1,000.
Think about it.
1,000.
600. That's a lot. 1,000's a lot.
1,000 is so much, Jordan.
Guys, I don't know. Chicago's
it's
probably
145.
Got like... 145. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of nothings there. But you got to imagine every big city hat. All right. So I was wrong,
like,
you know?
Every
I wasn't
city
on
like,
my number.
It has like 10. But okay, what was my first guess? It was like 200 or something.
Okay. How about this last one? The price for a pack of an Oreos. Oreos. Double stuffed Oreos.
$3.49.
Oh, I love that.
That sounds about right. Okay. So I'll go.
Jordan?
Based off that, which sounds pretty good to me, I'll go $4.35.
$4.49. Jordan wins.
Ooh. Dollar off. inflation. Cookies be expensive. Funny enough.
Everything's expensive, yeah.
I was just watching 80s Price is Right, and holy shit, was that just a punch in the gut to see prices.
The older I get, everything on Price is Right, especially a car, as a gift sucks. The only thing I want is a trip, because I'm never going to plan a 7-day trip to South Africa on my own, all inclusive with that's excursions.
True. And everything else take, and you're getting taxed on pretty heavy. And
you get taxed on everything, but they don't even give you good cars. They just give you new cars. You're like,
well, here's a basic Ford Fiesta with roll up windows. And I'm describing my car, but I'd love a new Ford Fiesta. Do they still make them? No, they don't. They discontinued it. They have a lot of problems.
I want to open the podcast with this, but I had a nihilistic thought. I'm like, what am I going to talk about in the podcast today? But I was thinking about it at work. So I'm like, I don't fucking care about anything right now. So I'm like, why do I even do this podcast? What are we going to get out of it? And I came to the conclusion of worst case scenario, we get all fired from whatever job we have because people listen to it, right?
Yep.
Best case scenario is, we make money off of it. But realistic scenario I thought about for myself, and then I'm like, that's selfish just to be from Jordan's point of view. This is for all of us. If we all die young, our loved ones can go back and listen to it and be like they're hanging out with us.
I've thought that. I've also thought AI, the movie where little Joel Osment, like maybe they can bring us back too. Maybe there's enough audio of me here that I'll live forever.
But it won't be like a real version of you. It'll just be
it'll be a dark shadow of me, possibly might murder people. I've thought that before.
At least have your vocabulary. It's like, hey, if I die young, my sons can listen to this. But then that made me thought, like, man, my dad, who I didn't really get to know, didn't know how to mix his audio. He's really picking out a lot and he's cutting people off. I'm glad he's gone.
Well, anyway, thanks to the power of editing, Jordan, I'm sure they'll love you.
Can we edit in IRL in real time in real life?
Not yet,
because that's what I'm working with now. You can if you're about time.
If you're what? Oh, the movie about time.
Yeah, you just go back and redo it.
Good father son story disguised as a romance movie.
If you're not familiar, we're talking about that movie that came out with Domhnall Gleeson and who's
Bill
the girl?
Nighy.
Bill Nye is dead.
Crap. Mean Girls. The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Mark.
Anybody.
You had a crush on her at one point.
Richard McGann.
We are. That's accurate.
It has Domhnall Gleeson, Rachel McAdams, Bill Nighy. You know what they didn't bring up there? Would you have at least murdered somebody once if you could go back and just kind of wipe it away? I'd do a little murder.
It's hard to say, but who's to say? Does that stay on your soul, on your conscience, you know?
But you know what you do? You get a taste for it, and you go back, and you murder and murder again.
It's like that episode of Rick and
Morty.
You
do what you want with the time travel.
It's like that episode of Rick and Morty. It's like, those didn't just, like, erase. Like, you lived those moments time and time again.
If we die young, go back and listen to these, and you'd be like, man, I
can't remember if I've done better content. I've talked about the new season of Rick and Morty. I might have, but in summarization, it's pretty close to what it was. The voices are like 80% there for Rick and like 70% for the Morty one. That one you can tell has changed, but I'd say there's like two really funny episodes, and then the rest are a little weaker, but. The Fear Hole, the season finale is pretty funny. And there is one crazy episode where people on a planet who commit suicide turn into the most delicious pasta.
And they make a company like Rick and Morty, but I'm not an avid watcher. Mm-hmm. But when I get in the mood, I'm like, oh, great. There's like so much I haven't seen. And then I go down that rabbit hole. I'm kind of like that a little bit with South Park as well. I don't watch it regularly by any means, but when I catch it, I'm like, good show. I like this.
Here's what happens to me with South Park. I do not watch it regularly, and then I'll catch like a season, and I'll tell, this is the greatest show.
Oh, you do the full season.
Everyone has to see this. The next season, I'm out until like, you know, a clip catches me, and I'm like, back in. Yeah.
You do the full season, though.
Usually, yeah, if it gets me. Yeah. Got it.
Mark, you still riding with Always Sunny, or is it over? Have we finished?
Yeah, I think the new season's like, they're tough, but we're.
From what I've heard from the cast, they're done with It's Always Sunny, kind of. You know what I mean? So, like.
Yeah, one of them's gotten to soccer ownership and hanging out with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Well, Glenn Howard, I've seen a few quotes of him just being like, yeah, I've done a lot with this character. I'm kind of, you know, ready for new things. So I feel like that's portraying now into the episodes and has been for the past maybe three seasons, two seasons.
Nobody's making them make it, right? They could just quit. They'd do it.
True.
Unless I got to deal with the devil, and then they're trapped forever. You know, that's deal with the devil. That's the way those go.
Thanks for listening to Urban Hermit. If you like what you heard, make sure you like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app, rate and review. If you want more content, check out the entire Majestic Jam Network, Cult Classics, Urban Hermit, I'm Not Crazy. Until then, check you on the next one.